What up, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. If you're very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of recording this on a downpour rain, September 18th, 25. If you're first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. You're a K-State fan. Make sure you tell other K-Staters about the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah, we're going to power through this. Despite it, lightning and rain and all, it's supposed to rain through the lunch hour. You serious? Work has already been kind of slow. Work has been kind of slow this week. It's probably going to be even slower. But anyways, K-State looks to slow down Colorado on the soccer field tonight. First Big 12 conference game for head coach Colleen Corbin and her K-State Wildcats as they'll take on tonight the Colorado Lady Buffaloes in Boulder, Colorado, prime time at, almost said looked like 9 for a minute, 8 Central Time, so be on the lookout for that as well. Kansas State soccer, women's soccer right now, 5-1-1, meanwhile, Colorado 6-1-1, big time matchup, both these teams, good records, so this is going to, we're going to find out more about this K-State women's soccer team here tonight, led by, of course, Hannah Palmer and company. So we're gonna see about that. Yeah, Colorado. Let me see. Yeah, Colorado. What? Hold on. Yeah. Again, what a screw up this stats here. But anyways, Colorado leads the series. These two teams. This is gonna be the second meeting between these two schools. But for head coach Corbin, personally, this is going to be her first time taking on Colorado there. Colorado beat us, I think, in Manhattan last year, if my memory serves correctly there as well. This is the ninth year that K-State women's soccer will begin Big 12 play, obviously. And this will be seen, if you do not have the ESPN Plus app, you're a soccer fan, you want to tune in, it's going to be ESPN Plus there as well. So there you go. So let's remind people what happened last time. Colorado College was in Manhattan as K-State took care of them 3-1 on senior night there as well. Allison Marshall got the scoring started there. And, of course, one of the lone three seniors, Andrea Moeller, scored a second goal of the season there as well, followed by an extra goal there by Rylan Rotal that pretty much, the game was already in hand with Moeller's second goal, but if you go up three scores, you're done. So there's that. So you're going to need instant offense. Again, this is going to be two really good teams here for Kansas State tonight in Boulder. Obviously, we're going to find out some more answers or questions will be answered about the soccer team, obviously. Not trying to put a whole expectations on it, but again, I've been impressed. Yeah, it's been non-con, but I've been really impressed with this team so far. And again, this is going to be another challenge. Can you start out? Can you get off to a good start? Can you get one of these goals? If Case is going to win this game, I'm going to go off a beaten path and say they need to score first. Find a way to score first, however it means necessary. I'm going to go that far as well. However it means necessary. This K-State team has been a second-half team because every time they come out of halftime or intermission, or in this case here, K-State has more energy than the other team. And you're going to need to bring it with this Colorado team. This Colorado team is pretty good. So K-State, for them to win this game, they're going to have to get ahead and then set a tone and then rely on that good defense that we have seen so far through 7 games of the 2025 season there as well. And so far, obviously, I'll run through this real quick. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That's tonight. K-State women's soccer on tap. Hello, Cody Tapp. I'm tripping this morning. On the road, taking on Colorado in its first Big 12 game. This is the Big 12 opener for Kansas State women's soccer. Eddie Gritter III here for the podcast here. Some notes here so far this year, which, looking at this list, this is a big list. But actually, I'm going to come back to this here. We're going to talk a little about Colorado first. Colorado, 6-1-1, returns home for the first time damn, they ain't been home for a minute since the late August. So Colorado, obviously leading right now in goals, 28. Damn. So again, so that's a kind of another thing. This is gonna be a heavyweight matchup here because you got K-State defense. They haven't allowed much this year, and you have Colorado, 28 goals through 8 of their games this year. That's for a clip, 3.5, 27 assists, 3.5 assists per game, 83 points. Total, that's 10.3 looks like there. The Buffaloes have won 4 of its last 5, including beating Denver back on September 11th. Danny Sanchez is the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. So there's that. The Buffaloes are led by, looks like, Jace Hawley. Going to have to slow her down. 8 goals already in 2025. And 4 assists. Junior forward Jope Leyba also has 9 goals. Well, actually, hold on. Hawley has 8. And Leyba has 9. So it should be Leyba has 9 goals and then Hawley 8. So that got to switch around there a little bit. There as well. So you have that going on there. Obviously, K-State going back to our K-State women's soccer team here. That's a little bit on K-State's opponent tonight. The women's soccer team of K-State, 5 straight shutouts to begin the season, right? You had that scoring streak going on until it got broke, okay? So you have that going on there as well. And look at this so far. Non-con play, 78 win percentage. Tie for a school record for non-con wins a season. You have 5 of those now. Tie for a school record for home wins in a season. Look, I know we're not through this whole season. This is just after non-con. 3, your long winning streak, obviously, ever, with 4. August 14th to September 1st. And this is the first quarter of the year for the K-State women's soccer team we're going through, right? I'm not going through all these right now. And then it goes back. So Colorado, right? And I'm gonna leave this right here. Colorado, 28 goals to lead the Big 12, right? K-State, taking the non-con out. 3. They have allowed only 3 goals so far. That is going to get challenged tonight with this high-potent Colorado offense there as well. So, again, it goes to show that I think you need to rely on that defense, but you're going to have to control the pace of this game, of this match. If K-State wins this game, they're going to have to score first. That's just the bottom line. Somehow, whatever means necessary, right? Score first. If you can do that, I think this team will settle down. Because we saw what happened when K-State, I can't remember what opponent, which was, that scored first on us. The score, to have that first score on us on the season. And then the wheels fell off, right? So, you learn from that mistake. Look, you want to be that team that controls the tempo, right? K-State gonna have to do that, and the only way to do that is score first. I said all means necessary. Well, you're not score. I think now taking that back, you're not score first, and then rely on your defense and your awesome goalkeeper and Maddie Sibling. And yeah, this is gonna be interesting. That right there is the matchup of the match right there. That Colorado offense versus the K-State defense. Defense there. That's the key to the game right there. You get a couple squeezing a couple goals here and there and hold off Colorado, it's gonna be a tough ask. But we'll see what happens. We're gonna find out a lot here in the next couple of Big 12 games for this K-State women's soccer team here. The first Big 12 game of the season tonight in primetime on ESPN+. Against Colorado, K-State women's soccer, led by head coach Colleen Corbin, takes a 5-1-1 record in there in the Boulder. We'll see what unfolds tonight there. Of course, we'll have postcast right here on this podcast for you as we continue to move on through this week as September has flown by. Flown by already. We're already in the 18th month as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or just record K-State content. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, appreciate you for stopping by today, this morning, on this rainy Thursday, to listen to this episode. iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever. Listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Number two, the Podbean app. I might hop over there after my PT today to record over there. Maybe we'll talk more about this basketball team here. Jerome Tang speaking with Threema yesterday. I'm in the middle of listening to that. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3. E-D-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3. E-D-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast for more K-State content. I'm going to have Alex probably come on this upcoming Monday because the football team is on a bye week. So we'll have Alex probably come on Monday because that way with my run on Monday night and all that other stuff, that makes more sense right there. And of course, like I said earlier, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Women's soccer tonight against Colorado, the first Big 12 game for Coach Corbin and her women's soccer team. We'll see how it all shakes out. How it shakes out there. Huge game right off the bat. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.